This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Stanley Clark is one of the pioneers in jazz fusion. His name and some of his albums will be mentioned in the same breath as, say, Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock. Another name that's firmly a part of early jazz fusion is Chick Corea. It was with Chick that Stanley formed the group Return to Forever, yet another name you'll hear when people are talking about this era and or genre of jazz. They were actually in a couple of other bands together, playing straight-ahead jazz, before they got Return to Forever going.
I used to play with Joe Henderson before I played with Stan Getz. I was like 18. We were playing in Philadelphia, my hometown. Piano player couldn't make it. Joe said, I'm bringing this guy down from New York. I said, who's this guy? He said, his name is Chick Corea. I said, Dan, that's a funny name for a guy. And that's where we met, and we really fell in love with each other's playing. And actually, Chick got me the gig with Stan Getz, and that's kind of how it all happened. But it started out with Joe Henderson.
What became the Return to Forever? Were you guys just sort of jamming off to the side? It's like, this isn't straight ahead stuff, but man, it sounds good. It feels right. How did that end up developing then?
Actually, the first night that we played together with Joe Henderson, I had this little apartment over my house. So, it was a little apartment in this top of this grocery store I was living at in Philadelphia. So Chick comes over, and we're listening to some Coltrane records. And just right out of the blue, he said, man, what's your plan musically? Like, what do you see? I told him, I said, man, I'd like to be able to play some music that's all different kinds of things, but the most important thing is that wasn't so heavy, like you think of like somebody doing heroin. Or Chick mentioned the same thing to me. I don't think you worded it quite like that. It's probably a little better. I mean, I was only 18.
Sure.
And we just decided that we were going to put a band together with just some music that was a little happy. It basically covered a lot of things. While we were doing the Stan Getz thing, toward the end of it, the percussionist Ayerto Morera played with us. I knew his wife, Laura, who sang. So we put a band together called Joe Farrell, and we went to Europe, and that was really how Return to Forever started.
Jumping ahead some 20 years later, I was at a radio station at this point, and my intro to you was the live 1976-77 album at School Days and Lopsy Lou and all that. And then I got used to that, loved playing that on my fusion shows, and then we got in the mail the Rite of Strings.
Mm.
And, oh man, that blew me away. Al Di Meola, Jean-Luc Ponty, you see your name and theirs on a disc, and you think electric jazz fusion, and then you'd even recognize song titles from earlier albums, and then you play it. You've got this really cool acoustic setting, and this became one of my favorite albums. Now, who called who on this one? Who was...
That was an Al Di Meola idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I was over at George Duke's house one day. Al called over there for some reason, and we were talking, and we hadn't played together in a while. And Al said, hey, man, we should do something together. And I said, yeah, well, let's do it acoustically. Let's forget... And we had a bunch of names, and then we finally both said, let's get a violinist, let's get Jean-Luc. We tried. It was just one of these things that just mixed naturally. We went on, we did a lot of touring, and it was a lot of fun.
And it still is. We'll be spotlighting the Stanley Clark Band, the latest release under his own name on KVC Arts, along with a look at the Cultural Alliance in Banning and the George F. Beatty Planetarium here on the campus of Valley College. KVC Arts tonight at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. For KVCR, I'm David Fleming.